coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, just down the block here in the corner of Walnut and Broadway. And fun people, aren't they?
They great energy, and they can really relate to a lot of different people. I mean, it's a husband and wife, but they, you know, they just know the right thing to do, and they're really tactful about explaining it to people that this is what we should do. I know you're in love with this, but we need to move this out and put this here because it's going to help sell your home. And they have statistics to back it up. I mean, think about that. A house that's staged properly, I mean, you know, 8%, that's a lot. If you're talking a couple $100,000 to actually, she said, what, 23%? But I think what's cool is what Ben said about the fact that if you stage a house properly, it can sell in 23 days versus an average of 184. That's significant. That can really get your life moving. And you got to listen to people like that. They know what they're doing. And I'm glad they're partners with us.
Absolutely. Very cool.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I still think that's, excuse me, and one of my buddies just texted me too. Yeah, Shano now has Sundrop beer. Why did say, is Sundrop, I mean, is that where Sundrop was first invented?
That's soda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes a little bit like Squirt.
Yep.
And I've always been a Squirt fan.
Yep. No, that would be it.
Yeah. But because it's like when I lived in Flint was the home of Werner's Ginger Ale. You ever have Werner's Ginger Ale? It's really good.
Yeah.
You ever have Todd?
I lived in Michigan, and that's all you could get over there.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
But nowhere else, right?
Right.
You can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. When I went down to Mississippi right after that, couldn't find it. Had to have it shipped down by family.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Werner's Ginger Ale was fantastic.
And where was, remember Ting? Tang?
Ting.
Ting. Right?
Was that Shawnee?
Was that New London?
Well, it was New London.
I think, you know, there's a great little shop in New London of all old soda type things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh boy, that was popular.
Yes. Ting was huge.
That was huge. Everybody had that. So, hey, you talked about what a nice day it is. I just went out to feed the meter, which I have to do every couple hours. It's beautiful out there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a fun day today. So,
hey, is that bike place open today? I might go there. Although I got allergies so bad, I don't know if today's a good day to do it.
So
does anybody know what's blooming out there? Because my head is just a mess right now.
You can look it up on your phone if I could find mine, but it tells you if it's mold, if it's birch, if it's they tell you what's high, what's low, and since you haven't been tested, then you could just tell by looking at the phone. But that Allegra D is what my doctor recommended. He said it's over the counter. You got to ask for it because of the decongestant or whatever the D in the, it's got something in there that they don't want to sell that you can buy a lot of. So you have to ask for it. They just ask for your driver's license. But that has worked for me. I have allergies. I've had allergies since I was a little kid. This has not been a bad season for me. You're hurting today a little bit.
Just started. Must be from that rain last night that something got kicked in.
Something started blooming.
Yeah. Does anybody else get hit last night with some kind of a allergy type thing?
Ironically, I just pulled it up about the pollen in Northeast Wisconsin. Tree pollen is low, grass pollen low, and no weed pollen right now.
Then
so
what is it?
I don't know.
Wow.
John, maybe it's the shock of no weed. I'm just kidding. I should pick on you like that.
Always with the weed.
Todd, what's up with this guy?
I don't know.
Up with this guy?
Maybe he's got a problem.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe he gets done with the show.
What's the old Shakespeare thing? Thou doth protest too much?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to bring out whatever your weird thing was with the turtle, I'll bring out Shakespeare.
Okay. All right.
Just throwing it out there.
Really? Everything's low? Mold is low?
I don't see a mold one here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one you probably got to take a look at.
I don't know.
Can get your allergies going.
Yeah. All right. I can handle it.
Yes, you got to find something because you're kind of hurting today a little bit.
But so. I still want to do that bike ride. And whoever wants to join us, let us know. We're going to do this. We're going to bike to Shano.
Yeah, let's.
But then we'll have a pickup car that'll drive us back.
Oh,
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, otherwise you're doing like 100 miles.
No, I can't do that.
My thighs can't handle that.
I'll be sore the next day.
Yeah. Because my thighs almost like rub together sometimes.
Hey, you want to do that on.
I mean, I've seen sparks fly out.
Oh, jeez.
Swear to God. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Call them what you want. I'm looking at the calendar to see what date we can do this because I think we want to do it and then talk about it on Monday. So maybe the 6th or 7th.
All right. I think it should be one of your Tuesday travels.
No.
Why not?
Because we need a day to recover,
I think. That's why I'm thinking too.
Well, yeah. But we're recording these ahead of time. So we could do it whenever and play the audio and stuff back on Tuesdays.
No, I'm just talking about walking back here into work the next day after.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Todd. I'm going to be laid on a couch for 2 days after that. Not even a question. How many miles do you think? Okay, I haven't biked in a long time. How many miles do you think is reasonable that I'd be able to do in a day? 10?
15.
15? Okay. All right. I can do that.
Well, no. In a day.
Yeah.
We have to do, what are we going to leave on a Wednesday to meet her on Friday?
What do you mean?
It's pulling 15 miles to get to Sean.
Well, I'm talking about training.
35.
I'm talking about training before this gym.
Oh.
That's okay. What I'm talking about. I'm not going to do this. This is going to be my first bike ride. I'm going to train for a couple of weeks.
Couple.
Get ready for it. Yeah.
Because I think if this works, I think we should tell people how pleasant it was, how great it was.
Absolutely.
What we saw. So let's shoot for Todd. Let's find some dates that can work.
All right.
Well, here's the other thing to keep in mind. 7th. Peter and Tracy are coming in on Monday because they're going to be taking their trip to New York. So you can ask them directly some advice.
That's I'm all for it. Okay. I'm good with that.
Want to do that on my birthday, June 7th?
Your birthday is June 7th?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Same day as Prince. It's a Friday.
Yeah, I know. You told us that every time.
I know. I think it's cool. I think that's.
And you guys were born the same day, same year?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You got that going for you.
Same
which
time.
Is nice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm around to talk about it.
All right. But you do have a bike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting the bike. Won't even talk about it
anymore. Let's pencil that in.
Just doing that.
7th? We got to talk to Brittany. Is that too soon?
Yeah, we got to get
it's a month.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be okay with that.
Okay. It's a month from yesterday.
Okay.
So we are going to go, we're going to bike, we're going to call Brittany, and then we have all weekend to recoup.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's exactly right.
And then we'll come in Monday and we'll talk about it with her.
Okay.
Todd, we wait while you were stepping out.
I wonder if we should, we should go camping.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
No way. Just that is off the table. Nope. Ain't going to do that. Nope. No.
We could camp in Shawano that night, come back the next day.
Nope. Not doing that. Okay, Todd.
You can have your own tent.
Can you imagine him in a tent?
Nope. You would not. No. That would be a long. Nope. Ain't doing that. So the 7th.
You'd be in your own tent over there.
John,
I'm in my tent over there. No. Why is that so?
Oh, sleeping out. Why when there's. I don't understand camping. Just the whole concept of going backwards in life. Like, why would you want to camp when there's
you're
hotels?
You're embracing nature.
I'm going to walk. I'll go for a walk. I love nature.
You're embracing the floras and the fauna. What is it called? Flora and fauna?
Are you back to Shakespeare? What are you doing, John?
Flora and fauna. Get out in nature.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would camp.
I think that's great. There's a lot. Believe it or not, my kids love camping, and they didn't learn it from me. I do not. I took them camping because that's like a dad thing to do, but no.
Mm-mm. No?
No, I think what we'll do, if there's a hotel along the way, maybe we could look at that. But I think we should just go there.
Todd, you want me to stay in a different hotel?
Todd,
or that be okay?
Todd, we're penciling June 7th to do this, to meet Brittany in Shawano. We'll leave right after the show at 9:30.
Well, you have to understand now. Hold on. Because she actually has a gig. Like, it's not like she's only on for a couple of hours. Because she's the news director up there as well.
Huh.
So she works all day. So it may not be
during
the week.
What's that like?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we have to do that Saturday then.
Saturday. There's going to be a lot of people.
Huh?
Then there's going to be a lot of people.
Well, we haven't had a single person say they want to come along with us yet.
Yeah, but I
not
think
a single
weekends.
One. No one. So it's not going to be a lot of people. So we probably could use just one tent if you want to do it that way.
All right. We'll figure this out. We'll call Brittany.
All right.
She works all day, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're going to do that.
All right. So Todd's going to be on that. We're still waiting for Terry Barr. And then we've got Andy McNamara and Bob Minter coming up. Code Zero Radio, which sounds like a lot of fun.
And what is that? Again,
local musicians,
podcast.
Right?
Oh,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really promoting
podcast.
All the great local music in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to have a great fun with that. So we were mentioning about some of the days today. Today is also golf day. Okay. Do you golf?
Yeah, I'm not a good golfer.
See, you're one of the few politicians that don't golf.
A lot of you're right about that.
Because
I remember
who was it? One of the former Packers. And he wanted to stay around Green Bay, and somebody said, first thing you got to do is learn how to golf.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be so much business taking place on a golf course, you can't believe it.
And as a politician, Mondays are usually charity golfing.
Yes.
Because you and I, we have our golf tournament, not ours, but the new community shelter. You and I worked that last year. But there's a lot
next
of,
year we're doing a golf tournament for the show.
I know.
We're doing
I
a golf
do that. And I, we'll decide where the money's going, but yeah, I want
to
do that.
We got to talk to Coyne and Ryan and the entire bunch from Midwest.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just don't have, I took golf, I've taken golf lessons. I don't have the patience for, I don't like it. I don't do stuff I don't like. Yeah.
You do this show.
I threw that. That is true. That's the one.
Right.
No, but I have no patience. I throw the clubs and,
Do you? You're a club thrower?
Yeah. I'm good. Oh, I hate it. But this is what, I just want to say this about me, John.
You're a club thrower?
This is what you would like about, do you golf? We'll go sometime.
Not anymore. I don't.
Okay.
I used to until I blew up my back.
This is what happens is I'll get one really good shot.
Sure.
Like, I got it in me to do this.
Yes.
And then the rest of them are not good.
Okay.
So I got clubs.
That's the
go.
Thing you got to play. Right?
You do.
You know, I mean, you can go fishing once every 5 years and you still know how to fish.
Yeah.
But with golfing, once you give it up, once you kind of lose it, you're screwed.
Oh,
then
man.
You really are. It's a whole different ball.
The driving range. This all happens to me. I'll go to the driving range, and it's like, wow,
hit them great.
And then I get on the course.
Yeah.
And it's shanking them, and
everybody's
missing.
Like that.
No, not anyway. I
You know why it is?
I'll go to one tournament
you know what
a year.
A golf pro told me one time why that is. Because in your mind, you're saying, okay, if I hit a bad shot here on this driving range, big deal. I got a whole bucket of balls to keep hitting. But when you're out there with that ball and that's it,
one
you got
shot.
That one shot, the pressure you put on yourself is what does it.
Yeah.
And I kind of believe that.
Me too.
I really and truly do.
Yeah, I don't.
I totally believe that.
So I'd like to, I would like to be a, no, I'm not going to be a good golfer, but I'd like to be an average golfer. Like I would like to learn how to do that. But I just, not now. And it's going to take a little bit more patience or
all right, I understand.
Drugs or something. But
drugs. I was back to the drugs.
Something's got to slow me down.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
what is, I don't know
something's got to slow me down.
Do we need an intervention, Jim?
I'm wound a little tight. Or maybe I could go back and see my shrink again and talk to him about it.
But, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd pay for that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll figure that out. So do you want to go back? Will you go golfing like after the show? Will you go golfing like just nine holes?
With you?
Yeah.
You would go golfing with me? You won't sit in the same campground as me, but you'd go golfing with me?
Yeah, okay, I take it back.
Wow.
I don't know. I might.
I don't know you. Okay. I don't know you. Todd, I don't know this guy anymore. I don't know this guy anymore. All right, stay with us. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Back after this. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me? Tell me you don't just visualize everything going on when you hear that song in the movie.
Yeah.
Just, you know what we're talking, what's the worst movie you've ever seen in your life that you actually sat through?
Well, that's just it. I wouldn't sit through it. I just, no.
Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
Todd?
I've never seen 2.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah.
It is so bad. Yes. Caddyshack 2, worst movie I've ever seen in my lifetime. Yeah. I told you we had Lacey Underalls at our golf tournament in Nick years ago.
Yeah.
She was great. She was super. I got this for a good buddy of mine. Talk about camping. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is something I might do. John, you were talking about camping in August. You were talking about camping. In August, I'm heading out to Wyoming and the Grand Tetons in Colorado. I'll be camping for 21 plus days.
Oh my God.
I'm going to a climbing school for 5 days, then hoping to climb the Grand Tetons.
Wow. That's cool.
Also, Lisa and I are in the planning stages of going to Africa, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in March or February of 2025. I know you appreciate those types of adventures. I would like to join them.
That Kilimanjaro, that's
eight, I would like to join them for
eight
Kilimanjaro.
8 days to climb that. And
okay.
You got to get a guide and you got to stop. And my daughter's done that.
She's climbed Kilimanjaro?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to visit her, she said, Dad, you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro or go on a safari? I'm like, we'll go on a safari. But it was great. I mean, but yeah, she climbed that. It's, you need to get a guide.
Did you see where a woman got killed by an elephant on a safari last week?
No.
Yeah, from the United States. Yep. Oh, elephants.
You are right out there with the animals. I mean, that is like
you're in their neighborhood.
It's their turf. And
absolutely.
Remind you, it's their
turf.
And
if they want to take you out, they can take you out. Got this one for bad movies. Birdemic or The Room? I don't know either one of those movies. You, Todd?
No, I think it's Birdemic, maybe.
Birdemic?
Like a, yeah.
Okay. Or The Room. I don't know The Room either. No, don't know that one.
No.
What's your worst movie? You got to tell me your worst movie.
No, I don't, John. You said the worst movie I stayed through.
What was yours, Todd? How about you, Amanda? Amanda's got one.
Predictable.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Shush. Your...
Couldn't stand it.
You've got to be kidding me.
I wish I got that time back. Mm-mm.
I've watched Napoleon Dynamite 12 times. At least 12 times. How can you not like Napoleon Dynamite?
The only part of that movie that was anywhere decent was that last bit at the end when he did the dance.
I'll bet you wouldn't like a roundhouse kick to the head while I'm wearing these bad boys, would you, Peter Pan? Love it.
Okay.
I go home to Starla every night. Love it.
Did not see it.
Okay. You didn't see Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
I'm with Jim. I haven't seen that
okay,
one.
Okay, there you go. You think everybody's seen everything you've done? There's just no. A lot of people didn't sit around watching movies.
Quick poll?
Oh, fine, do it.
Quick poll. 75% of our people have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
75% have not.
75% okay. have seen. $10 bet.
Okay, cool.
$10 bet.
Yep.
Jim and I.
Yep.
$10 bet.
Fine.
75% of our people have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
All right, and here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner, once that opens up, there's a talk button that texts the studio directly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the question is...
Have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Period.
75%, yes.
Well, no, okay, just don't put a number in their head.
I'm not sure.
Okay, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Everybody's seen Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Texts are coming in.
They're coming in hot.
And here I go.
Okay.
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 What is...
Did your daughter see it? I'm sure your daughter's all saw it, right?
I don't even know. What is it?
It was the biggest show in the country for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was. In the country.
In the country.
In the country. So far, yes, 100%. No, 0%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's, okay, 95-5 now. Uh-huh. Okay, okay, that's fine.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Calling. Keep texting. Okay, so what was it about? What is it?
Napoleon Dynamite, but this kid, they're in Idaho, small town Idaho, like where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was real outcast kind of kid, he was like the biggest dork in the entire class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in like the entire class, he was the biggest dork,
mm-hmm.
him and his brother. And just the life and the trials and tribulations. And he's trying to go with this one really hot girl, Summer Wheatley. Remember Summer Wheatley?
Nope.
And then Pedro built her a cake. I would have built her a cake. Remember that?
No, I didn't see it, John. Uncle Rico? I don't remember any of that. No.
Uncle Rico?
Mm-mm. Anyway, so what...
Text, I have seen Napoleon Dynamite. By the way, John, did your bike with the basket do sweet jumps? Yeah, it did. Gosh. Yeah. 98% yes, 2% no. Who's the odd man out now,
Jim? That doesn't sound like a great plot.
It was unique. It was different. It was very different.
I'm thinking I'm with Amanda, and it sounds like a waste of time.
Really, but Amanda?
That's what
seems
she said.
Like you would like that.
She said,
no, I didn't. I'm sorry. As I said, like I watched it. I watched it when I was like 15, too, by the way. You know, where that kind of humor would have been more my thing. And I thought it was the dumbest movie until the dance part, and that was it.
Wow. Okay, then. Wow.
And I, at the time when I was 15, I was a huge Kevin Smith fan, too. So, okay. Like, that type of humor is usually my thing.
Did you see Clerks? Bad movie. Text from Lisa Hale, our news bureau chief. The only thing good about that movie was Napoleon's dance and the vote for Pedro memes that came out of it. Okay.
With that said,
Thanks, Lisa.
See it.
She did see it. You know,
the poll isn't, did you like it or not?
No.
The poll is,
she sat through the entire movie.
So, all right.
Most of the people out there have.
That would be a yes.
98% have seen the movie.
We're just getting started here. Come on,
people. Tina, you fat lard. It's another line from the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. I was a little worried about that.
No. Are you drinking 2% because you think you're fat? You could drink 1% if you wanted.
That's not. That was the humor in that?
Yeah.
I can see why it was a bomb. Yeah.
It wasn't a bomb. It was huge.
Jim, it was huge.
Was it?
Huge.
So you saw it?
Huge. No, I didn't see it. But
okay,
I,
then.
But hold on. Just because I don't like something or don't see it doesn't mean that it wasn't a hit.
Well, that's the way I think.
I know you do.
Man. I remember.
Uncle Rico. Uncle Rico is me. Right, Todd?
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
So Uncle Rico.
If they'd put me in at state finals, we would have won in 1982. I could throw a football over those mountains. Really? I've been texting hot babes all day.
That's hilarious. I'm rolling on the floor.
Have some dang quesadillas. No? Nothing? Nothing? You get nothing here.
Nope.
Okay.
But still, I'm in the minority here.
We are, Jim. Look at the...
I know. Yeah. I see that.
98% of our listeners have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
8:27. Another half hour yet to call in. And keep have you in. Seen Napoleon Dynamite? And yes. All you do is text it in and hit no.
I have seen it minimum eight times.
That's the other thing. Some of these people texting in have seen it 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's one of those movies you'll just watch over and over again. It is a cult thing.
It's kind of a cult classic at this point.
Yeah, sounded like
it has a big following, a bunch of memes out there.
It's almost like, you know what it's almost like? It's almost like The Big Lebowski. You know, if you've watched The Big Lebowski, you either didn't like it or you just love it.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing, almost the same humor.
Exactly. And I've watched The Big Lebowski easy 12 times. Easy 12 times.
And I've watched that as much as I've watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow. Like, what kind of movies would you watch?
Oklahoma.
Oh,
Sound of Music.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Yeah.
You guys could not be more different.
No, I don't think it's humanly possible. No. I don't think it's humanly possible for two human beings to be more different than you and I are.
Yeah.
Not possible.
We're not even from the same state. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking something pretty cool. Code Zero Radio. You don't want to miss this? Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Andy McNamara and Bob Minter joining us right now. Code Zero Radio. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Morning. Well, with the first question, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course.
Several times.
Thank you.
Oh, my. One guy says, of course. The other guy says, several times. That hurts. I was one of those guys that.
Yes.
And I'm obviously getting smoked in the poll. Yeah, so I'm not doing very well.
We have $10 riding on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Top 15 movie, probably, at least in the comedy genre.
Absolutely. No question. Jim doesn't like comedies.
That's not true.
Oh, he's a mayor, no sense of humor, probably.
Exactly.
No, I did too. Exactly.
You know what? He hates movies so much. He went to the debut of a movie he was in and left before he was on.
Oh man, that's cold.
It wasn't. Yeah, I just. John said, "What's the worst movie you've seen that you stayed for?" I'm like, "Wow, that's impossible." Because if I didn't like a movie, I'd leave, and I did right in the middle of a movie that I was in. But it was anyway. I saw myself first. I was on the big screen. It had this little talking line. Then I was like, I said to the guy, how much longer is this? Because I was like, I went and saw the Usher guy. And I said, how much longer is it? He goes, 50 minutes. I said, 15 or 50? He goes, 50. I'm like, I'm leaving. So I left.
I got things to do.
Yeah, I had nothing to do. I mean, but it was, $9, $10 for the movie? But it was, it was fun. Anyway. Code Zero Radio, you must be making it because you already got your shirts.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
merch is always available. Yeah.
Right. They got to have that. We don't have that yet, so why I'm complimenting you.
He still wears the ones he stole from the city of Green Bay on his mare.
Stole. I borrowed them. Okay. Anyway, so tell me about your business. That's very cool what you're doing. And I think the cool part is that you're 24/7. Tell us about your business.
Yeah, so the backstory is I'll let Bob kind of tell how it began. Bob actually started the station about a decade ago.
Yeah. We've been on the air 10 years. I was actually in Belmont, Iowa, where we used to live, and I started the station there. And I just discovered this amazing wealth of independent music. you know, there's so much out there, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's crazy how much music is out there.
And how much talent is out there.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The kids nowadays are just nuts.
Yeah.
Like this guy here. He's nuts. But anyway, we were coming up here to the Mile of Music every year. Sure. And we're coming up to other events up here every year. And my wife and I decided, why don't we just move to Appleton? And so we relocated up here and got involved with the local music community, and it's been great ever since.
Phenomenal.
So, obviously, Corey Chisel was part of your that you connected with, but tell me about the station. Did you then, how did you relocate a station from Belmont, Iowa to Appleton?
Right. It's doing internet radio is kind of different than terrestrial.
Okay.
Right. Because everybody can do it remotely. You just have to have broadcasting software at your place or whatever. So we moved up here. We did a couple of Mile of Music remotes. And Andy jumped on board and started Fox City's Core, which is a great program to watch. And we've got a couple of other programs, Joel Ziegler's High Anxiety Radio, and Ike Aramba, who was your guest a little while ago.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he has a show every Tuesday night on the station that he does from Hobart. It's growing in that way. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, the connection here in the music community is great.
Andy, how about for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of Code Zero Radio and, you know, was lucky enough to jump on board with Bob. And I think...
He used to write me love letters all the time.
There's so much talent in this area.
Yes. You
know, Fox Cities and beyond. And even in Green Bay, it's... What we try to do is go out and find bands that need to be heard. And if you listen to Code Zero, you'll notice we play a ton of great mainstream music right alongside all the local stuff, and the local stuff stacks up next to it. You wouldn't even know a difference in quality, which some people are, you know, they're ingrained to think, well, if a band's local, they're probably not good, probably better than a mainstream band. But if you listen to Code Zero, you're going to hear a ton of local stuff, a lot of your mainstream favorites. And we try to make it to where we're out mining for these bands. So there might be bands that you never heard of. There's just constantly. And Bob knows
and that was always the goal, to make it sound like mainstream radio with local talent and regional talent.
Love it.
And so do I. And we sometimes talk about our community here, you know, the Fox Valley and Green Bay, that maybe a little overshadowed by sports. And, you know, for you guys to come and elevate this. And the Mile of Music is all original, right? That's all local. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, that's cool, and that's extremely popular. What are they, in the 13th year now or something? Yeah.
So, we do stuff, like Bob mentioned, the shows. We've got, I host Fox City's Core, which is a band interview show, and we really get into the weeds. It's broadcast live every Saturday morning. It's an hour-long show, and an hour is a long time to talk to an artist. So you really get into things you wouldn't normally get into, which, and then afterwards, you know, we put the video up, and people can watch it. But mainly, we like to strive for... keeping it community orientated,
right? Kind of like what we tried doing Fridays with Dennis Peters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think by doing that, I hope parents. We ask the musicians. I'm sure you do too in your interview. Like, you know, what was it that made you stay with it or really run with it? And sometimes it's not the parents. Sometimes it's the teacher or a friend of theirs that encouraged them and said, "Look, man, you got talent here."
But there usually is a person.
Yeah, that
you know what I mean. There usually is a person.
Pretty cool to hear that. I think you musicians are extremely talented and
supportive. I think it's great that you're so supportive of one another.
But to have the confidence to really say, this is what I want to do, that's tough because you don't get rich right away.
Right. Well, and you know,
Bob, right away.
this is all self-funded as well. So, you know, we're not, it's kind of the love of the game.
Yeah. Right.
We're not under the oppressive thumb of the corporate ad machine, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Right.
Although I wouldn't mind taking on a couple.
Although if you're hiring.
Hey, we're working on it. The owner's coming in, so.
Is there a theme right now for local music as far as, you know, country was so big for a while and then it was this and then. Is there one central thing that you guys have found?
I found that, like, it seems like a lot of the younger bands are, it's almost a callback to the 80s. It's more keyboard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I was talking to Bob about it on the drive up. There's a band that we both saw a few days ago called Modern Haunting, and they've kind of have that sound. They're from the Green Bay area. So, I mean, it's kind of going out too and seeing what's going on in the community, and that is the job all itself
Is it fun almost discovering these bands?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. That is the point of doing all of this, because once in a while you'll find that gem in the rough, the diamond in the rough, and it's an amazing experience. Like Pudge, for instance, that was an amazing band, and the Lately out of Appleton. Instances like that where you just find something that's really special.
Cool.
So, and like this modern haunting, like where do you find that? I mean, first time I heard about it was when you mentioned it, but where do you...
It sounds weird.
It's almost like an underground circuit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think like when you're talking to these bands, like when we've got bands coming over, where, you know, Bob does a lot of remotes talking to bands before shows and stuff. You talk to them and you see who are you guys playing with? Do you guys suggest other bands that maybe I haven't heard about?
Sure.
A lot of networking.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of networking. And there are also a lot of people that are in multiple bands. You might to somebody and they're in like three or four bands.
Right.
It's like, wow.
Right.
So,
well, it's funny because when Dennis is in here, so many times there'll be somebody and it's like, remember we played together in yada yada band.
He's in the Clam band, and I'm surprised he has time to come in here.
Oh, I know, right?
He's awesome,
he's
man.
Pretty popular.
Did you guys ever see the movie? No, it was a series like Netflix or one of those where the guy, he ran a record company in New York like in the 70s, and that was part of their thing, was going out to all these clubs and underground clubs. And remember, I think it was the New York Dolls or something that he discovered.
I feel all of a sudden like the mayor. I have not seen that.
Okay.
I saw a preview for it.
I got your back.
But you know what I'm talking about, though? But it almost sounds like what they do, where they would all go to different clubs at night trying to find, you know, discover bands.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for, you know, social networking, because that's the way I find a lot of bands is through Facebook and so on.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted you to come and, you know, they've got a gig at some place, how would they get a hold of you and say, hey, you guys want to come and hear us?
Well, we're big in Brazil.
Okay.
our Facebook page is our most popular page. Instagram also, Code Zero Radio, and a little bit of on it. We don't do much on X, but Facebook is our major social platform.
Andy McNamara and Bob Minter, Code Zero Radio is the name.
And so how'd you get into this, Bob, Andy, either one of you?
I can go way back. I was a GM at a college radio station, so I had my own show, which featured local talent. That's when I discovered the wealth of talent out there. So I started a show Zip Code Zero, and that grew into Code Zero Radio because I just couldn't get all of it in a 2-hour show.
Sure.
So I started Code Zero Radio, and I learned how to operate an internet radio station the hard way.
Nice. Andy?
I'd listen to shows like Rockline and Hitline and watch John on the news and do the live and interactive stuff. And I always had
to... You don't seem that old.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I don't know if that's a rip on me or John. So.
Oh, I know it's a rip on. Trust me.
Guarantee Andy is on him, but anyway.
Did you tell a cute story, though, that your younger brother called into my show one time?
Yeah, and his question was, what's your predictions for the Super Bowl, John? I really want to find it because I want to see if you're right. But, but I always had an interest
Let me save you some time.
Like Tom Snyder, his show. It was a sit-down. It was like just really into the weeds kind of thing. And I always loved that stuff. Always wanted to do something like that. So I was really thankful for Bob taking me on. And it's a lot of work, but it's really rewarding as well.
Well, it's got to be fun just learning from both these groups. I'm always fascinated when we bring in these groups. I like knowing the backstory.
Yeah.
And I used to love the old MTV, the backstories.
Right,
love that part of it.
Right. Yeah.
And who they listen to, that's always
exactly
cool.
Exactly, what inspired them.
Right.
That is most interesting. I like that stuff.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So what we do is if people want to check out the station, you can go to live.codezeroradio.com. There's a web player. You can also, of course, we have an app. Like everybody's got an app, right?
Everybody's
so you've
got
like 30 apps on your phone.
Yeah.
And also, if you've got the TuneIn app, you can listen on there and certain apps like that. So we always suggest just give us 20 minutes. You're going to hear stuff you like. You're going to hear something you recognize, and then you're going to hear something you never heard from the area, like a great local artist, and you'll see who they are, and hopefully you go see their shows and find out more about them.
That's great. I mean, and you're 24/7. You guys are. I can turn you on right now. And
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be the magazine or newspaper, The Entertainer.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I don't think so.
Because would have been the venue for these kinds of bands to advertise in back in the day.
Yeah, I think the massage parlors kind of shut that down.
They were their big sponsors.
They were the big sponsors.
And here's an issue now. It's like, you know, social media, there is so much out there.
Yeah.
And trying to find like one spot where you can find a lot of
that's what I'm saying, a clearinghouse almost.
Yeah, and
you guys are kind of that. The Entertainer was that. That was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do you got
You used to campaign through that, remember?
Never.
You did too.
There was a lot of, you know, businesses kind of campaigning through their one cheap industry I can think of.
Right. That's what I just referenced. Is there some, like John talked about country, is there some band, though, that you kind of got your eye on that maybe you don't want to say that? But
I will. I mean, there's just a couple of them. The Traveling Suitcase is one of them. Redshift Headlights. Tuck, you had Andrew here from Tuck last week. I mean, there's we could go on and on. The Present Age, Zebra Mussels, a huge one.
Yeah.
Bob, do you have some you want to throw out there?
The Royal Blue, who just got back together after a two-year hiatus, they produce great music. They put out some great stuff. So they just recently started back up again. So I'm digging into that.
Is there any one geographical area in Northeast Wisconsin that's kind of a hotbed?
Appleton.
I would say
Appleton. It really is.
I've been finding out more and more about Green Bay, though.
Yeah, like, that's true.
There's a ton going on up here. And it's like, I think everybody was so focused on Appleton. There's a lot of bands that we think are from Appleton, but they're actually Green Bay, which...
That Milo Music put them on the map, though. I mean, Appleton, Lawrence, I mean, they've got a lot of good things going on there, but that Milo Music was a coup for them. I was very upset when that happened because I was the mayor then. I was like, what the hell happened?
Like I said, I had to introduce, I don't know, maybe Vic Ferrari or something years ago, and when I got on that stage and I looked down that street, it's
is
like,
that something?
Oh, wow. My Lord.
Right.
Yeah. It almost looked like the NFL draft in Detroit. Just
very
it had
cool.
That kind of a feeling to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people up in Green Bay that want to find out what's going on up here, on the Tracks, I think it's called, is a music venue up here, and the Tarleton are like two places that are putting on ton of local, like regional bands. That just sweet
and Epic has really helped too.
Wonderful, wonderful.
This is great what you guys do. Andy McNamara, Bob Minter, Code Zero Radio. They can just look it up and listen to you guys all day long, right?
Yeah,
we'd love that.
All right,
if you guys got some bands that need to get a little bit more pub, you let us know. We'd love to get them on here on a Friday.
Awesome. I'll get you guys back, too.
Awesome.
That'd be great. Stuff.
We'd love to.
Thank
love
you it. Very much for the opportunity.
Yeah,
thank
you. Great having thanks you guys. Guys. All right. We're going to sit a break. Back after this. When you see a ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dream. Sail on time.
Neither one of you were here.
I was here.
Hey, I want to say how cool that whole thing is.
Absolutely.
Isn't that awesome?
And if you love local music, like Wisconsin music and stuff like that, Saturday nights right here on WGBW and WISS, our own MaxSync Radio, great program. You get Wisconsin music all night long, great interviews. So that's another thing you can check out right here on Civic Media.
Fantastic. Good stuff. You know, I just like that there's been such a resurge in trying to help promote. I mean, we've had the great bands here, you know, Boogie and the Yo-Yos and the Vic Ferraris and the Big Mouths and everything. And they're legendary. They've been going for 30 years. Mm-hmm. But I just think there's a resurgence in grassroots. I don't even want to use the word garage bands, but just.
Well, kind of is. I mean, they're discovering these people that are, they kind
and
of
there's
are.
There's venues for them now.
Right.
I mean, it used
that's
to be.
That's important.
Literally, when I was a kid, it would be high school dances.
Yeah.
Would be the only place.
That they could play. And what's nice about, you know, if they get hooked up with this Code Zero, they can help promote it too, right? This is where these guys are playing, or these girls, wherever the gals playing. But yeah, I didn't even know we had that in our community. So
no, I think
now
it's
I
great.
Do. So I think it's great that we're doing that.
And you know what? That thing, it encourages kids. Like, you know, I was talking about Decades, a young band that the glam band put together. You know, they're 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're going to be opening for them at some of these events. That's such great exposure.
Right.
But again, years ago, they would be playing a junior high dance and hope that somebody saw them and got them for a bigger dance.
That
and,
would be it.
And that was like the transgression back then. And now there are so many other reasons. But I think that's a combination. I think that's why there are so many young bands starting up now, because they know they have more of a voice.
Right.
Well, I know you're talking about how garage bands are like all the rage, but Battle of the Bands has really blown over the years. You can
good
see
point.
Them at the fair. You can see them at basically any music festival now.
Yeah. Right. Great point.
And that's nice to give them that opportunity. And as much as they call it Battle of the Bands, they all get along. And I think that's a cool thing about that industry is they really respect each other and they support each other. Like these guys just,
I agree.
Like Andy and Bob did here. So, all right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It is.
And our poll is still 98% to 2%.
Yeah. The polling is kind of slowed down. So you guys want to do one more push for it.
Yeah. Quick poll here. We've got $10 riding on this, folks.
The guy that can override it all just walked in. Sage? worthless. He owns the place. So, yeah. Sage, have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course.
Of
he said.
Course.
Thank you,
oh,
Sage.
Oh, that hurts.
99%
of our listeners okay. have seen Napoleon Dynamite now versus all right, 1% who is the former mayor.
Okay.
Wow, did wow. you get smoked on this one?
I did. Wow.
This one is incredible. It's the worst defeat you have ever suffered in the history of this radio program. Worst defeat ever.
Yeah,
this is like you losing an election.
No.
You know what I mean? Same
that
thing.
That would hurt. I don't think you could.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be like if you and I ran against each other.
Yes, it
It'd
would be.
It'd be 99% me.
That is true.
1%
no,
you.
No, it would be 99 to 1, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll wipe that off. Okay, I owe you $10.
talk about that text right there, Todd.
Text just came in from Cam in Nina. He said, Civic Media has a crazy good lineup of interviews all the time with hosts who have pleasant, distinct voices.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yes,
are they talking about you guys?
I don't know. Who is that from again?
I didn't get that.
Cam and Nina.
All right, who Cam. Are you talking about? You talking about the other shows? We need to know. I got to know Cam. Talk to me. Yes.
So, tomorrow.
Yes.
Who do we got coming in tomorrow?
Talk
I was looking
tomorrow.
At that.
Cool right. stuff.
So, coming up
yep,
tomorrow, Thursday, first of all, don't forget we got to plant trees in Appleton
you know,
tomorrow.
Let's talk
right?
about that. I think that's cool because Johnny and I, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, we did the trash bash where you put on your yellow vests and cleaned up the city.
And Amanda did it too with us.
And Amanda, right. And that was fun. And
yes.
it was a nice group of people. I think there were 30, 40 people that did that. And
I was hoping I'd find stuff, though. Weren't you kind of?
Yeah. I think everybody you know, kind of does picks up garbage to hope they find.
To hope they find something kind of cool.
Yeah. Kind of cool or money.
Yeah.
You know, I was
or
kind
watch
of,
or
I was
something.
For
I don't know.
Quarters.
I was hoping to find something. Yeah.
And then I think it was kind of in line with that. We had the people from Appleton are talking about environment, and we plant trees, apple trees in Appleton, and they do that annually, and they invited us to come down and plant trees. So we're going to do that tomorrow
at
10 o'clock. So the show's over at 9, and we're going to go to Appleton and plant trees. And then that's going to be part of our travel, and we're going to stop and interview a few small businesses, right?
Yeah. And we're going to take the money that you guys have been charged for fines for not being ready when the mics open up. We're going to take that money, right? And we're going to donate 2 trees tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
$50 a tree.
Mm-hmm. I don't, that fine thing, that was more like chatter. We weren't serious.
No, it
that.
Is. There's, Amanda's got it written down. Where are we at? What's the tally, Amanda?
Amanda can do the math on that.
Okay.
Also, I want to let people know.
By a forest.
They can actually go to civicmedia.us, click on Mino and the Mayor, and we'll have a poll up there for the rest of the day regarding Napoleon Dynamite.
Thank
so we'll
you.
See.
All right.
Okay, Jim, you
yeah,
can send
that'd
some
be
people
nice.
There.
Okay, I got right. it. I'll,
Jim
I,
owes
I got...
$90. I owe $60. Todd owes 10. Amanda, 5. And Dennis, 10.
Where'd the 5 come from? What was 5?
Yeah, why only 5, Amanda? Yeah.
Where's that from?
Yeah.
Because you were upset that I didn't talk before the break and you got fined. So out of good faith, I
oh,
said
you took
I would
half
take,
of my,
the, take half.
Thank you. That's fair.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And why isn't mine?
Because she didn't tell us what were going on. So it was her fault that we weren't
on. It really wasn't her fault, but I think she was just trying to be nice.
We'll take it, Todd.
I was in shock that the picture of your hair, I didn't know it was you.
Oh.
That's why I didn't
when
talk.
I had the perm days?
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Okay.
A lot of women thought that was hot. A lot of, yes, Amanda, they did.
You can't back that up.
Some
but
did.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow's poll right there.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I had a lot of people text me. It's like, hey, that was kind of a hot look back then. And they were like,
just a lot
man, I wish I knew you in 76. Hey, I would have celebrated the bicentennial with you. I'm serious. There's a lot of them said that, Jim. Hey, would you have taken me to Rocky?
With Billy Beer.
Yeah. I'm just saying. 76. All right.
Okay, that's going to be fun tomorrow, though. I'm really looking forward to that.
And then also on the show, Tarl Knight's coming in from the Tarleton talking about keys to the city, all those painted pianos that'll be around the city, right?
Yes.
He's coming in. Emily Smith from the Green Bay YMCA is in. They've got a golf outing going on. And then we'll have Sean Lynch on from Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh. They've got some rides coming up. I know you guys are into biking.
We might take part.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Because we're putting a schedule together.
Could he bring me some gel pants? Could you ask him if he's got
John,
some?
No, tomorrow when he's on, you can ask him.
Well, John, maybe you can just bring some up. I'll wear tomorrow.
He's going to be from our Oshkosh studio tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, he's going to be from Oshkosh. Okay. All right. I'm going to buy some of those.
I think you will. And I just,
but I got to try them on beforehand because my legs are so big.
People will talk about you.
What do you mean?
We
what?
There's a whole group of people that laugh behind your backs. You guys who wear those colored shorts and bikers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That
Jim, what happened to you as a child that you're scared like this?
Yeah, what happened? What happened, Jim?
What happened to
you
in your childhood?
You fall off the Shetland pony? Shetland pony kicked you in the head?
He wore bike shorts on the Shetland pony. Yeah.
All right. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I don't know about the bike shorts, because I'm going to probably be biking next to you, too. That's the other thing. I'm kind of selfishly looking at this. Let's just wear...
Kiss cam.
Like right. Let's just wear, like, workout clothes, you know?
I'm wearing gel shorts. Oh, God. I am. I need to. I chafe, Jim. I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, that's enough.
I didn't grow up on a motorbike and a Shetland pony, all right, where you got calluses in your thighs. All right, look at the time. We got to go.
It's going to be fun tomorrow.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Mine on the Mayor. See ya.